problems we're dealing with are hitting, spitting, pushing, getting up from his chair, not following directions, etc.
I have a 3-year-old daughter whom I constantly have to tell to do something I ask. How many times do I need to tell her to do something before she does it?
How can I teach my kids to respect and obey me without yelling and shouting at them all the time?
Well, maybe you identify with some of the exasperation and frustration we heard there from those parents. And if you have kids, you've got to agree that teaching them to be obedient and respectful and kind is just hard work. This is Focus on the Family, and our host today is Dr. Julie Slattery. I'm John Fuller, and Julie, today we have a guest with some great ideas for parents on how to raise kids with character.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this, John. As a mom, sometimes I feel like I'm playing that carnival game called whack-a-mole.
Uh-huh,
you know,
yes.
It's like the moles pop up and you got to hit them on the head. And I feel sometimes that way with my boys. Mm. It's like one of them's doing well and the other two are struggling. And even as we enter summer, I've been thinking about what are the character traits for each boy that I really want to focus on with them this summer. And I identified one for each of them and shared that with them. But this is right up the alley of what I'm concerned about as a mom.
How did they respond when you said, this is what I want to help you grow in the coming days?
Oh, wise mom, I'm so glad that you're concerned about my spiritual character. But one thing I did tell them was a character trait that I wanted to work on in my own life. So it's not just looking at them, but we all need to be growing. Mm. So this is a program I'm looking forward to.
I am too, and you're right. It seems that, especially if you have more than one child in the home, there's an angel and then a not-so-angel.
And they trade places.
They do. They're very fluid about all that. It does take a lot of effort to help those children grow, and it's easy to forget that God's truth needs to be woven into the process and into their hearts. And I'm glad that our guest really gets that, and I'm looking forward to the conversation. Her name is Laurel Kirchner, and she's the content creator for Kids of Integrity, an interactive online curriculum, which we'll be talking about today. And she lives with her husband, Jody, of 22 years, and her two sons in Alberta, Canada. Laurel, it's great to have you here today.
It's great to be here.
Where did you get to the point where you hit a crossroads where you said, I've got to do something different? I want to be a mom that focuses on character and integrity.
Yes. It was, I was feeling exasperated. I was feeling frustrated with the fact that I wanted to enjoy my children, but it felt like all I was doing was disciplining.
Hmm.
It was the discipline required was consuming the vast amount of my energy on a daily basis.
Now, this is when your boys were how old?
They were ages 3 and 4.
Oh, there's a lot of discipline that goes along with boys that age. Yeah.
And my husband was a compliant child, though. And so he would look at our boys and he would look at me. And it was almost like he was pointing the finger pretty directly at me. Like, you're spending all day with these guys. Why do we go to the swimming pool? And why does everyone else's kids stand nicely beside their parents in the lineup? But ours are poking each other and walking in circles around us to see who can walk the fastest. And it was that drew me to the point saying, there is something more. I was looking at their negative behaviors and evaluating, saying, you know, their behavior comes from somewhere. And it's the same reason they're bad is the reason I'm grumpy and impatient, and it's our sinful human nature. Mm-hmm. And I, as a parent, recognized that I could not change their behaviors unless God first changed their hearts.
Mm. So you were doing a lot of disciplining. You were correcting behavior and telling them what you expected, but it seems like the aha moment was, I'm not addressing the heart issue.
Exactly. And at that point in time, I recalled my husband and I worked through a couple's devotional book by Barbara and Dennis Rainey called Moments Together for Couples. This was before we had children, but I remember listing down the character traits that we were going to champion in our home. So I flipped back to the journal notes and started to pull character trait after character trait and say, you know, let's just study harmony. Let's study living at peace with others for 1 week and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know a little bit about your past, and I know that you initially were one of those moms that made a lot of other moms feel pretty inadequate because you were focused on organic fruits and vegetables and healthy eating and getting your kids to exercise. You're very much performance-based in that respect. Talk about the struggle of going from that mindset to really transferring to character, which is something that you can't always see very tangibly. It's something that develops over time.
I think God impressing on our hearts, you know, look how much time and energy you're putting into their academic development. Look how much effort you're putting into their physical development. What are you doing for these boys in terms of their spiritual development? And we just started, like I said, asking the boys and working with the boys to memorize one Bible verse a week, mm-hmm. Choosing books from the library on a specific topic that we were looking at. And so it wasn't adding anything to the schedule. It was really just redirecting the efforts that were taking place every day anyway.
So did you set aside, Laurel, the things that you had done prior to that, you know, the exercise, the eating well, those things, or did they remain part of your approach as a mom, but you instead added in the energy for this character development?
Absolutely. I think that it was finding a balance that was important. And certainly our boys still eat brownies made with pureed zucchini and black beans.
You know, really?
They do. They do.
Wow. You know, as you're integrating these lessons into everyday life along with academics, health, things like that, exercise, you talk about the books you're choosing at the library. Start me with just one of these character traits that you have found is so important for us to integrate into our parenting. And give me some specific examples of how I can begin doing that with my kids.
I think one character trait that is ranks right up there in terms of parents, prioritizing obedience. We have a little phrase in our house that says, less than immediate obedience is disobedience. Mm-hmm. And so how do we work with children as young as three to get them excited about obeying mom and dad? And something that we did with our boys was when we were driving in the car, we simply introduced them to the O sound in obedience and had them look for O's on signs. So there is an O on a speed limit sign, and there is an O on a stop sign, and there is an O when we're looking at a red light. And we talked about those rules of the road and how if mom did not obey the O's that she saw on the road, what's going to happen? And they're recognizing right away what would happen if mom started driving through red lights. Mm.
Well, Laura, we've kind of jumped ahead a little bit because we haven't really given the context for the curriculum. I did mention it in the introduction. Go ahead and tell us. It's my understanding that really what you have here in a nice binder and online for parents is something that came out of your own experiences and your own preparation in dealing with your kids, and now it's something that you can share. Is that right?
That's right. When I thought about teaching our children about God and his nature, he is an amazing God. And why should learning about God be boring? And so I looked at creating spiritual learning opportunities for the boys that were like dessert. I didn't want devotions to be like vitamins and vegetables where I felt like I had to cram it down their throats. And our boys were so kinesthetic and so hands-on that it just made sense to pull lessons from nature and from science and from drama and from crafts that they were learning about God as we were doing the things that you would normally do with preschoolers at home.
It's truly interactive, creative. I've been on the website and seen what you have prepared, and any parent can jump on kidsofintegrity.com and right then just be prepared to begin addressing some of these very important character qualities and implementing them in daily life and parenting and certainly in teaching from the Word of God. Now, I know another one that you address, and this one is meaningful to me, is harmony.
Mm-hmm.
I think any parent who has more than one child knows how much of the day is spent breaking up fights, you know, keeping them from poking each other and punching each other and saying cruel things to each other, sarcastic things. I know that's a major role that I feel like I have as a mom. Talk about how you teach harmony and why this is essential in spiritual growth.
When we began Kids of Integrity, harmony was the first character trait that we studied in our home. And the verse that we learned was Psalm 133, verse 1, how good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. And I would watch for my boys to be playing cooperatively. And as soon as I would catch them getting along for that 5 minutes of time, I'd scoot into the living room with a Smartie and repeat the verse. By the end of that first week, they'd be playing nicely together, and they would look to the kitchen where I was working and say, "Mom, isn't it good and pleasant in here?" And so that was a very, very small reinforcer, but they had learned the verse by the end of the week. We also did a three-legged race. We would have put the afternoon snack at the other end of the living room, tied their legs together, and then they had an opportunity to cooperate to get the snack, and if they fought on the way to the snack, then the snack went back in the freezer if it was ice cream. And when we were looking for Bible stories to do with them in the evenings, I was pulling stories that were specific to Bible characters who learned how to get along. Mm-hmm. We also pulled stories, for example, the story of Joseph and his brothers and the consequences of a family not living together in harmony. We made musical instruments, and once again had a peacemaker parade when we were going to celebrate cooperation.
I would also guess that as you talk about harmony, there are so many homes in which the mother and father are not in harmony, and that some people might shy away from that topic just because it's going to be convicting for themselves. It's hard when you're sharing everything in life, a checkbook, the kids, the home.
The bathroom.
Yeah, you would say that.
Absolutely.
All the decisions, and there are a lot of married couples who love each other but truly don't know how to live in harmony. Did you find that that was something that you and your husband had to work through, maybe at a deeper level as you taught this to your children?
Absolutely. As I was pulling content for these lessons and writing down ideas in terms of a parent's prayer, each parent's prayer starts with focusing on God and this character trait in Him. And I would write that down, and I would write down the verses, and I would say, "Oh God, that is You, but this is me, and I fall short in so many ways. But please build Your character into myself so that my children see in me a heart that is like Yours." And so certainly the parent's prayer goes very, very deep into our own characters, our own character qualities, our own character traits, and then moves into praying specifically for your children and for how you'd like to see that character trait exhibited in your family.
So let's focus on then another one that you really highlight with kids, which is attentiveness. Now, we think about that in terms of paying attention in school and how important it is to be organized and things like that. Why is this a spiritual discipline? Why is this a matter of character?
I think that when we think about obedience, attentiveness precedes obedience. And how is your child going to obey if not, first of all, they're tuned into your voice, and more importantly than that, tuned into being attentive to God speaking into their lives? And I know in the parents' prayer portion of that lesson, I remember writing down, "You know, God, sometimes I just know that You're looking down, thinking, how many times do I have to tell her," meaning myself, "and then how gracious God is in in correcting me and getting my attention." And my parents' prayer was written down, "Oh Lord, that I may be gracious in correcting my children when they are not listening, as You are gracious in correcting me."
Wow, how important it is to think about that parallel process. Even as we parent our children, God is parenting us at the same time. And as you say, if we can look at it that way, working on the same heart issues and having maybe the same frustrations that we feel as a parent, you know, why, how many times do I have to tell you this? And what is it going to take to get through to you that we might be that kind of rebellious or inattentive child ourselves? But what you're really talking about here is having a teachable heart, having a teachable spirit. As my dad would say, he'd always ask me, "Are you coachable?" Before he'd give me advice, "Are you coachable?" But the Spirit of God is, I think, always asking us, "Are you coachable? If I convict you of the sin, if I show you this wisdom, are you willing to accept it and integrate it?" And that's one of the more difficult things to teach, because it's not this tangible, either you are or you aren't. It's a spirit of the heart.
Yeah, we've had a situation not too long ago, Julie, where one of my children, and I won't name this person, but one of my kids asked a question, and I started to answer, and she didn't hear me. I mean, she wasn't listening. She was hard-hearted. The wall was up, and I just looked at her, and I said, well, you're obviously not really interested in what I had to say on this, so just never mind, some other time. Wait, Daddy, no. Once she saw that I was not going to go there because she wasn't interested and didn't have a teachable heart, it became a whole other matter. Then she started to see, oh, I need to be receptive here. Yeah. But that's not something kids get naturally, and it's taken a lot of time and a lot of work with her to get her to see there are different ways of doing things, and oftentimes my way is better than your way, if you'll just listen to me.
Yeah, and so many parents, John, would just keep kind of flapping their gums, giving advice without confronting the real issue, which was, do you have a heart that wants to hear? And if you don't, that's fine, but I'm not going to pretend like we're having this conversation that's meaningful. Mm-hmm. I could see how that confrontation would be really helpful. Another character trait that you emphasize that every parent deals with pretty much on a daily basis is self-control. Mm-hmm. And we think about self-control, we think about anger usually, controlling your anger. But self-control is a lot broader than that.
It is, and this is one that God has worked very deeply in my own life. And there was one afternoon, I was going to be leaving the house in about an hour, and I was treasuring that hour that I had to hang out with the boys, and I was serving them some lunch, and they were starting the bickering, the poke, and he got a bigger piece of cheese than I did, and I took my hands and I made them act like little puppets biting back and forth at each other, and I'm like, you guys, how can I enjoy this time with you if you're bickering back and forth? And the three-year-old looked at me and he said, Mom, you're losing self-control.
Oh.
And most parents don't want to hear that from their three-year-olds. Mm-hmm. I felt like dancing in the kitchen because it was the aha moment. He's getting it. He understood the whole self-control lesson if he identified it that quickly in my own life. Mm-hmm. And my question to him was, what should Mom do? He says, Mom, I think you should pray. And this was when he was three.
That's great. Oh, we have a little guy, our youngest one. This is a character trait he's had to work really hard on, and he's done a really good job. But he's one of those kids that had a temper almost from the womb. He'd just get mad. He'd kind of redline really fast. And my husband would always teach him, when you get mad, just breathe. Do your breathing, you know. And you got this little three-year-old doing this breathing in the middle of a temper tantrum. And then not long after that, Mike was driving in the car, and he was getting really frustrated at traffic. And Christian, our little guy, said, Dad, do your breathing. But it was the same sort of thing.
Yes.
It would have been great if he say, you're losing self-control, pray. But we're trying to get there. But self-control, as we mentioned, is more than just losing your temper and controlling your temper. We might have some real laid-back kids that have self-control problems with controlling their tongue, blurting out an answer, or even teasing their sibling in some other areas, maybe eating or other pleasures. How do you address self-control in a broader spectrum than just looking at anger or losing your temper?
I think that with our guys, one of the examples that we used, often it is when we are feeling pressure from another person or pressure from a situation, those would be the triggers. So one of the science experiments that we did for self-control was a simple one with water, baking soda, and vinegar. And so I would mix the baking soda with the water and explain, well, here you are in the living room playing with your truck, and in comes brother wanting the truck. And that's when the vinegar's poured in and you see the fizz all happening. But going back to scripture and then having some water colored with red food coloring that you pour in and say, but love covers a multitude of sins. And all of a sudden the water is calm again. And so then we would, if kids see that experiment done, they're fascinated with the fizz and how does Mom make it calm again? And so we talk through many of these different scenarios individual to each child. And so it would be saying, Seth, can you think of a situation in your life where you experience that feeling inside that is the fizziness? Mm-hmm. And tell us about that. And then you would retell his story with but love covers a multitude of sins.
I like what you did with that, because it's, again, something you can see and feel and touch and relate to. And that emotion bubbling might be frustration, it might be anger, it might be sorrow, but kids just want to kind of spill that everywhere instead of learning to understand their emotions. Another thing I like about it is that you've given them a solution. A lot of times as parents, we just say, don't do this. Don't hit, don't yell, don't get upset, instead of saying, well, here's the solution. Love can cover this. And that gives them something to do with all those emotions. Well, Laurel, we've talked about some of these character traits. We've talked about four of them. I know you address many more online and equip parents to deal with 16 different character traits. When a parent goes online to kidsofintegrity.com, what kind of elements will they see there?
We've already talked about the parent's prayer, a sample prayer that helps you take your own heart and your children's heart to God. There is a kids talk with God section, so you can see some samples of ways that you can guide your own children in praying about character struggles that they're having. There is a speak a blessing section. And for me, with our young boys, focusing on one character trait a week gave me something to look for in them to affirm. To say things like, you are such a kind boy. That was so generous or kind of you. You are speaking to your children on who God intended them to be. There is a memory verse section. So if you want to teach your child a memory verse on patience or respect, you don't need to go searching through the Bible. There's 15 different verses there on the website that you can look through. There's a kid's corner section where they can do a craft that they can display as a focal point for the lesson each week. As we've mentioned, there's the Bible stories, the creative discipline, and many, many practical suggestions that can be incorporated into play dates, a drive in the car. I found with our boys, you've got a captive audience when you're in the car. And I would tell them stories about their favorite characters in their children's storybooks, learning some of the same lessons that they were learning. There's the word picture object lessons. Those would be the ones where you're doing a science experiment or something a little more hands-on with baking or crafts or some drama and role play activities. And then there's a list of other resources, many of which focus on the family, would have available different DVDs and books that you can access to supplement the learning.
As I'm listening to this, all of it sounds great, but the realistic person in me is saying, it sounds like a lot of work. This sounds like a lot of time. Talk to that parent who has that objection.
Absolutely. Most parents today feel like they're maxed out. There isn't one parent out there that would say, yes, add more to my to-do list. And what I found was, it's like anything else that becomes a habit. Kids of Integrity will fit comfortably into your family's lifestyle. We all take our kids to the park to play. We all drive in the car. Typically, we're reading books and playing games as a family as well. And so the website, because the material is there, it is as simple as picking a character trait and pretending that it's a smorgasbord. Now, when we would go to a buffet, there's no way that we can fit everything onto our plate. But we go through the buffet and pick the items that are really appealing to us. And I think each parent knows their child well enough that if you were to glance through the word picture object lessons, you'd be, that's perfect for this guy. And so-and-so is going to relate better to this one. And so that would be my recommendation. Take a peek, take a read through. Don't be overwhelmed by the volume of content there, but start with even one memory verse.
You don't have to do all the different elements. You can pick a few that would really connect with your stage of life, where your kids are, and just what you can do. A little bit is better than nothing.
Most definitely. And something else that I found really kept me on track with the new habit was working with another family. I was partnering with a gal who was, we were alternating writing down ideas and lesson plans. And through that, we grew in accountability and companionship. And because we knew we'd be comparing notes at the end of the week, it kept us on track much more than if I had been going it alone.
Well, Laurel, this content that you have created, this program that you have made accessible really to parents all over the world, is so powerful. It's fundamental scriptural principles. It's teaching character. It's things that cross all boundaries, like the things we talked about today: obedience, self-control, kindness, harmony. And I just encourage parents, this is the game right here. This is what parenting is about. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter really what grade your kids get and necessarily what sports they're into and what they look like. It's all about their walk with the Lord and the character that they're developing. And you've given parents a great tool and resource. I'm excited to dive in with my three boys and just see how the Lord will use it to impact their lives. So thank you for sharing with us today, and thank you for the work you've put into this great program.
Thank you.
Well, what an encouraging conversation we've had today, in which we've been talking with Laurel Kirchner about her wonderful program, which really is much more than just a resource. It comes, as you could tell, right from her heart. And we're so glad that she shared her passion with us to instill character in our kids. And we would encourage you to stop by kidsofintegrity.com, where you'll find the first four lessons that we've talked about today, as well as a number of others, including kindness and faithfulness. I think you'll be very impressed about how easy this is, and to Julie's point a moment or two ago, how easy it is to adapt this to your busy lifestyle. Let me also mention a special contest that Kids of Integrity has this summer. They're challenging families to complete one lesson by August 13th, and when you sign up and then do so, you'll have a chance to win an Apple iPad loaded with Adventures in Odyssey content, as well as a gift card to the Focus on the Family online bookstore, and coupons and other special goodies. Now, you can find more information at kidsofintegrity.com or follow the link from our homepage, focusonthefamily.ca. And finally, summer is here, and that means it's the home stretch of Focus on the Family's fiscal year. We wrap that up in September, and this year we're a bit behind our revenue budget. And so if you've benefited from the outreach of this ministry, if you've enjoyed the radio programs like Adventures in Odyssey and Focus on the Family, if you've appreciated Thriving Family Magazine, if you've attended any of our events, or if you use our ministry website at all, let me ask you to partner with us and to make it possible for others to benefit from all the great advice Focus on the Family has to offer. Your monthly gift of any amount will really make a difference to us, and we'll encourage you to give online or when you call us, and that toll-free number is 800-661-9800, 800-661-9800. Well, our program today was provided by Focus on the Family, and on behalf of Dr. Julie Slattery and the entire broadcast team here, thanks so much for listening in. I'm John Fuller, inviting you back tomorrow when we'll look at ways that you can avoid being disillusioned in marriage as we once again turn our hearts toward home.